Right now, you are probably driving by agricultural fields and open stretches of typical Kansas scenery. On this stretch of road, you'll find historical buildings, like the Peace Church and Cemetery, and natural features like the Sleeper Artesian Well. You can see the Kansas that so many people expect, but soon, you'll reach one of the most unexpected places, Quivira National Wildlife Refuge, a salt marsh in the midst of the Great Plains.
We're trying to maintain a functional stopover point for these birds as they migrate north and south, spring and fall, to maintain a water supply, a food source that is somewhat consistent and predictable year to year.
Jim Sellers is the deputy project leader of the Quivira National Wildlife Refuge. Geographically, it has two distinct areas, the Big Salt Marsh and the Little Salt Marsh, and visiting one is not the same experience as visiting the other.
The refuge has about 26 miles of canals. We have groundwater, rainwater, and water from the Rattlesnake Creek that we use to maintain about 7,000 acres of water for waterfowl, shorebirds. We maintain uplands for other migratory birds, your songbirds. We maintain some forest areas specifically for other birds, songbirds, some native wildlife as well. We maintain dikes, water control structures, canals, in order to distribute that water, our fences and other facilities for management of the uplands.
When you reach the entrance, turn in and explore the refuge. You may need to drive several miles before you reach the visitor center. Don't worry, you'll find it deep within the refuge. Explore the 14 miles of roads and follow the signs to the visitor center. Better yet, park and explore Migrant's Mile, a 1.5-mile nature trail that loops through shaded woodlands, along marsh edges, and through native grasslands. If you have time, make sure you visit both the Big Salt Marsh and the Little Salt Marsh. Like its sister location, Cheyenne Bottoms, Quivira has an unrivaled position in Kansas. It also provides a refuge for migratory birds and other animals. Mike Rader coordinates the outdoor wildlife learning sites for the state of Kansas. While appreciating the similarities, he points out a key difference between the two locations.
And to me, the neat part of it is that there are two types of wetlands, Cheyenne Bottoms being a freshwater type wetland, and here being a salt marsh. They're sort of two different habitats, you know, just separated by a very few miles.
Maintaining these two distinct areas is more than a full-time job, as Sellers explains.
The hard part about my job is that it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, you're paid for 40 hours a week, but when the phone rings, whatever happens, you're here. And it's no different than being a farmer or rancher living on your ranch. The work never ends. Whatever happens needs dealt with and dealt with right away. It's wonderful. I love it, but you never leave the job behind.
Quivira is a refuge for hundreds of thousands of migratory birds. In fact, if you're lucky, you may see a rare species, like a whooping crane. You will be amazed at what you'll find in the heart of the prairie.
For a lot of folks, I think it's overwhelming. The people that are from this area and the ones that get to come to Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira on a weekly, monthly, even yearly basis, we sort of take it for granted. But I think it's funny to see folks that come in from other states to see actually how overwhelming it is to see the sheer numbers of birds. Numbers-wise, Cheyenne Bottoms is probably one of the premier places, at least in the central U.S., to find sheer numbers of migrant birds, both spring and fall. Quivira, numbers are high at times, but the diversity is somewhat better here because we have edge zones and there's woodland areas. So the diversity at Quivira is actually, to me, it's a bit more interesting than what we have at our Cheyenne Bottoms property.
Rader points out a very important reason to get out of your car and have a first-hand experience.
Again, the opportunity to be able to go outside, there's a lot of emphasis on that right now. It's sort of coming to light again. No Child Left Inside, those sort of initiatives. We're losing touch. That generation is losing touch with nature. And the fear that folks like I have and a lot of other folks have is that those kids are going to grow up and they're going to be some of the decision makers that we have in the future. And if we're going to continue to have things like this, they need to have an understanding and an appreciation for it.
Of course, it's not just for kids. Jim Sellers has a recommendation for how we can all have a better understanding of it.
I think that the predominant key, the thing that most people seem to need the most, is an on-the-ground experience. You can't go to a visitor center and look at the dioramas and learn about it. You can't watch Wild Kingdom on TV and learn about it. It's inspiring, it's stimulating, but you don't get buy-in, for most people, until they've been on the ground, smelled the water, gotten dirty, actually participated and gotten a feel of being out.
This is the common ground between the naturalists and the hunters, experiencing nature. Mike Rader is also a bird watcher who has a healthy perspective on common ground.
They should have a love for the species or for the birds that are here, and hopefully they would have also a love for the conservation of this land, whether it be for consumptive use like hunting would be, or non-consumptive uses such as bird watching, wildlife watching. You know, and you would hope that those groups would work together to ensure that this place is here for decades to come.
As with most of the people who work to preserve and protect this region and the animals that rely on it, Rader shares a common vision for the future.
I would hope they would be able to see the diversity of wildlife that's here, but also they should be able to appreciate just the different plants. You don't have to be a bird watcher to enjoy this place. There are many, many other things that are available here, you know, whether it be looking at the grasses in the fall or the spring, or whether it be wildlife watching would include mammals as well. This is a very good refuge to see deer on, and very, you know, even trophy-sized deer. And a lot of people are wowed by that when they see it. So, I would hope that would still be something that's available for people to enjoy in the future, whether it be wildlife watching or just enjoying being outdoors.
Mike Rader's ideas are shared by all who live and work in the area. But the work also has its benefits. Jim Sellers talks a little about the rewards of the work.
I feel the greatest reward. I know that I've done good things when you can go out either at sunrise and sunset in the spring or fall and listen to birds coming in the evening or going out to feed in the morning, and there's so many that the uproar makes it almost impossible to talk. That's when you get the feeling of satisfaction. Our mission here is to provide habitat for wildlife. So the fact that we have all these birds says we've done our job and are doing it well.
Doing the job well means ensuring the area's survival in the future. Jim Sellers.
I think the thing that's most important to preserve here is threefold. And one is the water that creates and maintains the marshes. Without the water and the water quality that we have, the salt water without pollutants, the conditions we have create the unique habitat. The native grassland is the second key factor. An awful lot of the things that limit birds worldwide is the loss of the native prairies that they are dependent upon. And I think the third thing that we really need to pay attention to preserve is some wild value, something that gives the visitor who comes here the feeling and understanding that they've gotten off the beaten path a little bit, that they're not just rolling down the interstate through Kansas.
There's lots to explore here in Quivira. Walk the nature trails, watch nature unfold around you, take pictures, capture a sunset. Take all the time you need. Then, return to the byway and continue your journey.